Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, May 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks rose on upbeat corporate earnings and signs the labor market is continuing to improve. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 318 points to another record, closing at 34,548. The S&P 500 closed 34 points higher, and tech stocks rebounded, helping the Nasdaq finish up 50 points. Facebook and Apple were among today's tech winners, with each up more than 1%. Google parent Alphabet gained just shy of 1%. It was also a good day for consumer staples, among them the cereal maker Kellogg, which gained more than 7% after reporting stronger than expected earnings. Biotech company Moderna turned in its first ever quarterly profit thanks to its COVID-19 vaccine, but its shares fell 1.4% after the Biden administration signaled it would support a waiving of intellectual property protections for coronavirus vaccines. The news pulled Pfizer shares down 1%, but Johnson & Johnson ended up 0.4%. And after the bell, the plant-based food maker Beyond Meat reported a much larger than expected quarterly loss. Shares were down 6.5% in after-hours trading. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.